This series by UBS is presented by Automated Voices and may include adaptive narration.
Hi, I'm Anna from the UBS Chief Investment Office. It's Monday, the 15th of June, and the time is 7:30 a.m. in New York. Equities are broadly higher. In the U.S., the S&P 500 is up 0.5%, and the NASDAQ is up 0.6% in the latest move. In Europe, the Stoxx Europe 600 is up 1.3%, while the Swiss Market Index is up 1.1%. In Japan, the Nikkei 225 is up 5%. In currencies, 1 euro currently buys 1.161 US dollars. The US 10-year Treasury yield is at 4.43%, down 5 basis points. Brent crude is also down by 4.7% and currently sits at $83 a barrel, while gold is up 1.7% at $4,288 an ounce. Now let's take a look at the latest market developments in more detail.
Thanks, Anna. So what happened over the weekend, and why have markets reacted so positively?
Well, the main development is that the U.S. and Iran said on Sunday that they had agreed on a framework to end the war, halt the U.S. blockade of Iran, and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. President Donald Trump said the deal is now complete. Iran's Supreme National Security Council said the war would end permanently and immediately on all fronts, including in Lebanon. And Pakistan and Qatar confirmed the agreement. A memorandum of understanding is due to be signed on Friday in Switzerland. Iranian state-affiliated media also say the agreement includes reopening the strait within 30 days after mine clearing, a phased lifting of U.S. sanctions on Iranian oil exports, the unfreezing of some overseas Iranian assets, and a 60-day negotiation window for a broader accord that includes constraints around Iran's nuclear programs. Markets reacted quickly and positively. Brent crude fell 4.9% to $83 a barrel, the U.S. dollar weakened, gold rose to near $4,350 an ounce, and the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield fell by around 5 basis points as investors pared back expectations for a Federal Reserve rate hike. Asian and European equities rose across the board, and S&P 500 futures were up 1.3% ahead of the U.S. market open on Monday. Separately, a leading frontier AI model was shut down late Friday after a new U.S. policy directive immediately restricted access for foreign nationals. Reuters reported that the move followed warnings from several tech leaders about loopholes that could bypass the model's safeguards, and the provider withdrew the model after deciding it could not reliably limit access by nationality in line with the order.
And how durable do you think this deal really is?
Yeah, that's the key question. Our base case has been for a diplomatic resolution to the Iran conflict, and markets clearly welcome the latest development. But how quickly traffic through the strait can normalize remains uncertain, especially given concerns about sea mines in the waterway. Markets will want clearer evidence that shipping companies and insurers have enough confidence to traverse the strait. There is also the question of how long the deal can last. The prior ceasefire did not lead to a complete halt in hostilities, so periodic flare-ups could still trigger renewed market volatility. The White House has also yet to release the specific terms of the deal, and the gap between now and Friday raises the possibility that some details still need to be ironed out. On top of that, long-standing issues such as Iran's nuclear and ballistic missile programs remain unresolved, while conflict between Israel and Hezbollah adds another layer of complexity. Just hours before the deal was announced, Israel launched an airstrike on southern Beirut in what it said was a response to Hezbollah drone attacks on northern Israel.
And if the deal does hold, what does that mean for the macro backdrop and the AI theme?
Yeah, great question. And if the deal is sustained, investors should be able to focus more fully on the macro backdrop of resilient economic growth, strong earnings, and AI investment. In our view, those forces should continue to support global stocks. In the U.S., most second-quarter GDP growth tracking estimates are in a 2.5 to 3% range, supported by fiscal stimulus and fading tariff effects. Growth is likely to moderate in the second half of the year, but together with lower oil prices linked to the U.S. and Iran deal, that should help headline inflation decelerate and allow the Federal Reserve to resume easing next year, in our view. We also continue to think the secular AI trend should support equity performance through durable compute demand and growing spending. Tighter U.S. restrictions could reduce incentives for frontier labs to invest in training ever more capable models. but we think any hit to sentiment is likely to stay limited unless restrictions broaden materially or last longer than markets currently expect. Multiple reports suggest senior lab staff will meet White House officials this week in a bid to address the security concerns and reverse the ban. We would also note that unilateral regulatory AI restrictions tend to be difficult to sustain, especially if they weaken relative competitiveness and slow domestic innovation.
So what should investors do in this environment?
Absolutely. Given the current backdrop, we maintain our view that investors should stay positioned for long-term stock gains while managing risks with a diversified portfolio. For equities, we see the case for diversified exposure across sectors and geographies. While we maintain our conviction in further market upside, we also see higher dispersion between individual stocks, which argues for more diversified core exposure alongside targeted exposure to structural growth opportunities. In the U.S., we favor healthcare, financials, industrials, utilities, and consumer discretionary. Elsewhere, we see upside risk to our 62% earnings growth forecast for MSCI Asia ex Japan this year, and we expect Europe's corporate profits to grow by around 25% over 2 years. In fixed income, while markets have pared back expectations for central bank rate hikes following the latest deal, we still think current pricing overestimates the potential extent of hikes. We continue to favor short to medium maturity quality bonds because of the portfolio income they offer and the crucial role they play in stabilizing portfolios. We also continue to see fiscal risks at the long end of the curve. On gold, we recently lowered our price forecasts to reflect the expected delay of Federal Reserve rate cuts until 2027. Even so, we still think prices can rise over the next 12 months because of long-term debt and inflation concerns, as well as ongoing geopolitical uncertainty.
Great, thanks, Anna, and that's it for today. We look forward to bringing you the latest House View update tomorrow.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only and is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copy circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.